Away, away we go. Yo, what's up, podcast people? Ready to get your hash on? I am. We're going to dig into the YouTube site. You should come up over there if you're only exclusive over here. And you can actually ask questions live. Yo, what up, what up? And we are going live on the YouTube side now. We got five people in there. Only two likes in there, bro. Not cool.
I lied. I ran out of the office.
You weren't ready. You lied.
I only got my screwdrivers. I need to get my tiny screwdriver. For these tiny little screws.
I know. Mine came with a tiny little screwdriver. I mean, like,
I really
tiny.
It's
like, it was like 2 inches tall. I'm like, the hell is this? My pinky's bigger. I looked at it. I'm like, oh, it's so cute. It's a screwdriver for midgets.
I think they even have a hard time.
Donation and mining family, what's going on out there? Yo, it is another FA Saturday with your favorite two miners, Crypto Mico and Assist. Yo, what's up? What's up? We got Jason the Tiger Osborne. What's going on? Hey, Bedell, what up, my man? We got that Bud. What up, my man? What's going on, Tech Man?
And y'all missed all the fun today in Twitch, man. I was streaming for like 5 hours, while I was at the office.
Oh,
just
it
was an overhead view of like going over like some of the cases that I had.
And firing them up. Yo! So tomorrow, what, we're putting the A2000s into a case?
Probably not tomorrow.
I know it's Sunday. I understand. Sunday.
I got a rest day.
Right. I get it.
It's gonna be hot tomorrow too. It's 104 right now.
That's fine. You can bring it into the do it on Monday. You know, let's get those things into a pristine environment. You know, those A2000s deserve Delta fans. I'm just saying. I mean, that little shop overhead fan is nice and everything.
Yeah, it doesn't need justice.
I know, right? It's saying.
Like, it's a fan.
right.
It only blows so hard.
right. Exactly.
And like everywhere at once. Not like in a specific direction. Just kind of everywhere.
We need to give it like ram air. Whoof, you know? Yeah. Give it that experience.
So out of like all the, I tore down like a lot of cases today. When I go back, see, I don't. Monday we got baby doctor. We'll find out. Either Monday or Tuesday. Probably Tuesday because I'll spend the entire day there. Really just screwed those. I cannot believe I did this. Just screwed those screws in there. They don't even belong there. Whatever.
What are you just putting things in random spots for, man? You should never long hole when you're supposed long screw a short hole, dude. I'm just saying.
But yeah, it's probably, I would say maybe Tuesday. It's been like the entire day there. You know what I mean?
Oof.
I'd imagine. Whichever day I don't have the baby doctor, either Monday or Tuesday. It's Tuesday, I'll spend all day Monday there.
Nice.
Vice versa. So when I do that, I have a stack of cases that I know that I'm just gonna completely strip down. And most of the parts in there do not look good. A couple of the boards were like, they had a nice fire going at one point. That one riser was like melted.
Melted. Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, that was impressive. One of the fan connectors caught fire. Just out of like the four cases that I've got, like worked that are functioning and workable, like as we speak, I had to throw away like four fans and pull fans from just other random cases that looked good, like of the stack of like trash fans or trash parts, basically.
So, yeah, I mean, to I me, like, a lot man, of it, a lot of like, it's gonna be e-waste.
And I was like,
yeah, some of that's gonna be e-waste. Yeah. I already knew that. I was well aware of this coming into it. So, but
I don't know, with the rate that I've had, like with the last three that like I thought were good and like not working very well, I think what I might end up doing is I might just like blow apart a lot of them and just find out, fully inspect things, you know what I mean? And make sure things are finally good. And then,
yeah, I mean, like that one point where it looked like it would kind of come and go.
Yeah.
Like that one, like I bet you, we can sit there and, you know,
the very last one came up and it was up. And then all of a sudden it just wasn't.
Right. And I bet you it's just a little bit of dirt in the port, you know, a little bit of corrosion in the port.
A couple of the actual, like, because some of those cases have like the slotted CPUs, and a few of those, like the AI, the IOs on the backside, are like, they look rough. I mean,
right, because rough. Because they would, a lot of these miners, dude, they just deploy the shit and walk away, bro. And it's sad that you're gonna put that kind of an investment into it, and they've got no
one case without a PSU is $500 though. That just like makes me sick every time I read that thing.
Yep. All day
got
long.
You. I got you, bro. Jeez. And get a couple freedom boxes together and I'll get you, Tech Man. Sell you some freedom boxes.
Right. Got some family freedom over here.
Woo! Yeah, freedom in a box by the family mine.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of the fans are those Molex fans. Just like those first two that I messed with were the only two that I have found so far out of like 10 more
that has the upgraded fans. That has in it.
The Molex fans.
Yeah.
Just those two that have the plug-in fans with the four pins.
Yeah, actual. The PWM fans.
Yeah. Yep. This is freedom. Yes.
I think
we gotta go to the store tomorrow. So I think tomorrow I'll look for some Krylon paint. Let's see if we can get some freedom colors.
Get some Krylon and some gator tape.
Need to figure out those motherboards. It's the one thing I did. I didn't take a picture of one of the motherboards today, and I should have, because I could have looked up what they were. Because they are just some of those.
What you're talking about, the ones that are like the are you talking about the bad ones themselves, or
just like what they were.
Yeah, because like I forget who
a direct replacement, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, a few of them were stamped with Nerd Gear's logo on it, so it's very possible. I don't know if he ever sold a server kit.
No, they can be stamped with whatever you want whenever you order them up.
Yeah.
So that to me doesn't mean shit. It's the fact that I don't
think
that
he ever sold one of those. I don't think he ever sold server kits that I remember.
No, and I forget who started the trend with those, but the designs that you've shown me are not nerd. Or it has nothing to do with Nerd Gears. I've seen the companies as they were coming out. Some of these are like cases that are 4 years old. Like Krypton all those ones
fusion.
Like all those ones that have the the plugs that are on the exterior. Those I remember Voscoin back in 2018 doing a review on that case, talking about how loud they were for GPU mining, and how ridiculous it was to have to plug in a power supply on the outside of the case that you couldn't turn on and off.
No, you cannot turn it on and off. Like, it's plug and go. 100%.
Yeah, because they were coming with server-grade power supplies.
I don't even see, like, a manufacturer date on some of these, on this SSD right here. Sometimes you can see a manufacturer date that would give us an inkling of when it was, at least when this was put in. But, yeah, I think it is kind of ridiculous that you can't, like, turn it on. That one got right. me. I was like, I need to turn this
thing off. That's how they were back in the day.
Unplug it.
Yep. You just plug those bad boys in, put your face in front of it, and hope you didn't smell any magic smoke. Yeah, 24/7. And boom. Here we go. You ain't coming off no more. That was actually kind of funny to sit there and see that. I was like, oh, wow, that's old school. It's kind of funny to think that 4 years ago is old school.
So old school. 24/7, yeah. 365. Bunch of nothing.
So yeah, I'm actually curious to see how those will actually, those A2000s will react inside the server case now.
Yeah, me too. Me too, sir.
And I'm looking forward towards the end of the month. How's
our next weekend following that? Yeah. I want to see that little case modded. I do too, man. I do too. Got a couple of them that are like, two of them that are like in really good condition. And those two, I'm going to put all the A2000s in. And then that'll leave two more that are like good. Then I'll just start tearing apart the rest of them. Figure out what's good, what's bad, what fans work, what fans don't. Any 12 GPUs? No, all of them are 8. All of them.
12 GPUs are, it's like you,
a lot of
your mining facilities and anybody at scale, they kind of shy away from it. I've tried running them and I find that I've fought the rigs.
Ability at 8 is great.
Yeah. I fought at 11 and 12 GPUs where you're like, unplug it. Plug it back in, reboot. Oh, I didn't want to do it. So you unplug it, you boot it up, you slot it in, and then you do a hard power cycle, and all of a sudden it sees it then because you hot swapped it in there. And it was just like, I fought it, and then I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And this was on my my 19 GPU motherboard. I was like, fuck it, I'm done fighting this motherboard. I've tried every trick in the book to get stability in this thing to run 12 G. That's all I wanted to do, is run 12 on there. I just was like, forget it. Went and got another motherboard, split the rigs up.
Sending you a picture,
and
tick, man.
It was months of no problems. I was like, okay, problem solved. I'm leaving these things at 8. And then I find all the big top dogs, like Big Bitsby Tripping. He does 6 per motherboard. Doesn't matter how many outputs it has on it. 6.
Sent you a picture, Tech Man. It's literally like all of the cases that were all sorted out. The middle ones with the middle ones with the fans sticking out that I just sent you, or that you can see. There's a cluster of 3 stacks of them, right? And those are the ones that were with that I'm messing with currently. Is that middle ones. All the fans are on the outside of them right now, but the ones that I've touched and converted, all the fans are on the inside at the moment. They can be moved outside, but at the moment they're on the inside. Just so that way I know that I've touched them.
But Tech Man, I've tried doing them with it at stock. And I mean, I haven't done it recently. I'm sure the software and stuff works a little bit better now, but I just don't want to deal with it. Especially if a rig goes down, I would rather it drop 6 to 8 cards than 12.
Yeah.
That's my other part of my argument.
Yeah, that's a big stack. Yeah, it is, man. The one on the very far left, that stack is as tall as me. He's looking at the
picture. Yeah.
I like how it blurred it. It was like, you know, this picture, like, oh, you know, like. Blurry, you know.
Yeah, from the undisclosed location. Your phone's like, it's undisclosed. Don't show it.
Would go big cards on low count then. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the ones in the middle with like the blue wrapping on the front of them, because somebody really just irks my OCD with all of that blue wrapping. They just put it together, man, with the blue wrapping on it. They just no fucks were given.
Oh man. Oh, I'm going to enjoy this one rig I'm bringing over. It's going to trigger you.
They just like.
I didn't take any of the blue off.
Even on the inside? Like, I'm cool with the outside. You know what I mean? Like, that's different.
No, I think it's only on the outside, because that's cool. That's where they left it.
That's fine.
Whenever
I'm cool with that. But whoever put these together, I mean, they left the blue wrapping in on the inside, and then they just put the cards in on top of it, and just like, so it's just falling apart, decrepit, crispy plastic, and then they put the panels together on top of the blue stuff, so you can't really get all of it out, because it's just ripping, because it's inside the panels.
Yep.
Like, in the joints, and you're just like, I really just, you, whoever you are. Not a fan of you.
That's actually how a lot of them.
And
that's actually standard. Man, they don't take any of it off. They just bend it up, put it together, ship it.
Heavy hash showed more profitable today. Yeah, man. About that time where you're gonna start seeing other things being more profitable, and it'd only be like for a day usually. Thanks. Thank you, Nice Ash, because that's literally the reason why it'll happen like that. Once it's full bear, you know what I mean? It'll be a little bit easier because you can, there's some things a nice hash won't touch yet.
Yeah.
Just a razor blade down the stream. Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
The OCD is like,
yeah, it's just terrible, terrible time.
Yeah, but that was a good score. That was a good score for sure, for sure. Thank you to the Tech Mans.
Tech Man, we love you.
Love you. Big shout out over there, because I wouldn't have gotten this awesome deal that took 2 fucking months to get from Nerd Gears.
I wasn't gonna say it, man, but
it's like, God, I would have been cool if he would have been just like forthright with us, you know. It's like, cool, but I'm a little salty over that.
This lifts the metal wooden oxidized. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's the only thing that irked me. It's like, I wish he would have just been upright with, you know, forthright. Hey, blah, blah. Not fucking dicking us around, you know. But water under the bridge. Water under the bridge.
You want to know a secret?
He felt
they're not the same through cases.
Yeah, I know.
I was telling technically. They're not the same ones.
Yeah, they're not the ones that we were showing in the pictures at all. I wish he would have just been like, hey, look, I found somebody else actually offered 3 times the amount that you were looking for. And I sold them to him. You're going to have to wait until the next batch. And I would have been, damn it. Okay. All right, I get it. You know, but no, man, he took a different route.
But
whatever. I ain't mad.
Let bygones be kind.
Right. I ain't mad.
Talking about it on the live stream. Yeah, just, I agree. Check me out. He doesn't listen to me either. Check me out. But yeah. Pretty wild. Yeah. It is what it is. Got a crap ton of cases.
Right. I mean, he did come through. So props out to that. I will give him props on that.
That's right.
I gave him props on that. He came through and it was a good deal. So, I mean, there is that aspect, you know. Good deal. Right. I mean, I can only get irritated on how it went down, but I like the deal. So would I do it again? Possibly. Because it really was a good deal. I can't throw him any shade at that, you know.
He's got some pretty cheap A2000s right now, but kind of want to see what good old
the man, the manly thing that I'm the only thing I'm good for, you know,
the husband thing.
Yep.
Opening pickle jars or jars in general.
Right.
I agree. 2 months ago was a better deal with prices wise. Facts.
Yes.
Way better deal. Definitely spend more Bitcoin.
That's the other part that I'm irritated on. I think that is where it really hits the worst.
that's really what drives it in, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's I'm leery about buying any GPUs right now, but still to get 12 a lot. Yeah, It's a good deal for like if you were gonna buy like 12 of them, yeah, it's pretty good. It's $4.99 plus like tax and shipping.
Right.
Better than everywhere else. Everywhere else are still like $500-$600.
Yeah, but you give it what, another 2 months like this?
I'm not lenient yet on pricing. Yeah, not yet. Because your distributors get from like wholesale and stuff, so they're still trying to make a buck. What up,
yo, what up, Shape? For sure, smash that lizardy like button. Subscribe if you're new here. Hit that bell notification, guys. Yo, we don't ask for much.
We're in the Discord, though. That'd be true. Because there's lots of stuff being dropped in there, and you could have got the notifications that we were live on Twitch today for like 5 hours playing with server cases. I was playing server cases. Nim just got to watch.
Right. I'm jelly that I can't be down there to play with this stuff right now.
Oh, I'm saving some for you, buddy. Don't you worry. Cool. I'll save some for you. I'll let you eat your hands dirty.
Ooh.
I'll let it happen.
Do a Nim Edition Freedom Box. Ooh. Ooh.
Old H110 motherboards.
I love my H110s, awesome. Bro. I love, man. I got a whole fleet of those.
3090 Ti, 88 souls for 314 watts. It's not very great. Not very impressive. You're right.
And people threw shade at me when I was starting to talk shit about the 3090 TIs, and they were like, oh, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense. It's a 3090 just boosted from hell and back again and with efficient memory.
2080 Ti is much better. It is.
Oh, yeah.
Quarter of the price.
Yep.
Not really, probably like. Well, probably a quarter of the price, yeah.
It's like since the LHR unlock, right? Since the LHR unlock, a 3080 Ti is that sweet spot. Fucking just saying it. I'm getting 118 mega hash on Ethereum for 279 watts. I get 120.4 for 302 watts on a 3090. I'm just saying. The only ones in the 3090 range that I've found that make the most sense are the kingpins.
Only because those, the cooling.
The cooling on there, well.
Well, not like only because of the cooling, but that's like the best they're contributing just, they're factor.
Binned. They're binned. So they're, you've got a bin.
Hash rate.
Yeah, so you got a 126 mega hash for 300 watts. But is a kingpin worth the extra $400-$500? Really. They are collector's editions, yada, yada, yada.
You got resale value.
So, and for me, what I want to do, I've been wanting to get into extreme overclocking for the longest time. And do I get paid to do so? No, but it is fun.
Yeah.
But to get, you know, to get an LN2 pot on there, do some hash drags. Yo,
yo, what up, Nefarious? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, yo, long time no see, bro. What up, what up?
Doing good, buddy. As they figure out how to interleave the 3090 resource, they all be much more efficient. Yeah. That schedule, you. I bet, man. 3090s are Strix and Tough. All need repadded after 14 months.
Yep. I've got the XE3. I had to repad that instantaneously. The EVG XE3, and then the For the Win 3s look like they can definitely benefit from copper modding. Tensor core mining for the win. Yeah. Like, I don't recommend people to get 3090s or 3090 TIs. Definitely not TIs. Definitely. You're getting like a marginal gaming uptick.
Failed mine had a rig down, and I was like, oh no, which one's down? I was like, oh, the one that we were testing with today.
Ah.
Almost got me there for a second. Almost.
Like, oh my God. I have to go out to the mine right now. Like, oh.
Nope, not dark out yet. We can go.
Right?
We can make it.
I don't think so, Nefarious. I think you're looking into the 40 series. I think the 40 series will fall outside of the efficiency threshold. I think they're going for brute force on the 40 series. And when you brute force it, you don't care about power. Come on.
No, they definitely don't care about
power. You're putting in a 600 watt power limit. To do a 600 watt power limit, that means if we were to say it comes out and Ethereum is still mineable at that time, it would have to do 250 mega hash for that.
Be terrible efficiency. I said cooling. All he cares about is the cooling. He says it's going to be terrible efficiency. He's just happy about the cooling.
Fuck the cooling, man. I don't care anything about the cooling.
It'll probably be like DIN card. It'll be a total 4 DIN card. It'll take up all the slots. You won't have any room for anything else in your PC.
Right.
Maybe a capture card at the bottom.
No, you have to put a USB one in.
No, you'll have to switch to those. Yeah,
because there won't be any more room left in there. They
sell 4K USB ones now.
And there'll be no more small form factor builds. They'll be a thing of the past.
That'd be wild. I couldn't imagine, because they would have a vapor chamber.
You have a new computer. I hope you have a 240 volt dedicated circuit just for your computer too.
Yeah. Like an electrician running dedicated, an extra one
dedicated for PC. It's the next appliance in your house. you're gonna be like buying a house and be like, does it come equipped with a computer, sir?
Dude, you know, when we were building the place, we thought about it, and I should have just done it and had them put like a designated like 20 plug like right here by my computer. Like, I should have done it. Like,
oh, you should have.
It would have been. I didn't know that I would be like the office would be in here. Originally, my office was the third bedroom, where currently there are no kids.
How'd that work out?
Fantastic.
whose room is that now? Is it just like an empty space now?
That's Jaden's.
Oh, okay.
But you know, he's only here like a couple of days out of a month. Like,
right.
Four days in a month, probably every other weekend. So 4 days out of a month. It's cool. It's fine. But yeah. Trying to get Intel ASICs and cards if they ever get out. They were definitely out. The cards are garbage. We've seen the benchmarks of them. They're not very good. So I'd imagine that, who knows, maybe they hash good. Maybe that's what they intended them for. They're like, you know what? Screw the gamers. we're going to give them these cards, and the gamers are like, ew, these are garbage. The buyers are going to be like, hey, these are pretty good. And they'll buy all of our cards. The great flippening. Right? I doubt that'll happen, but it'd be fun to watch.
I doubt it.
It'd be funny to watch, that's for sure. AMD going pinless model for CPUs. Yep. A lot of basically an APU. Which I'm okay with. I don't mind APUs. They do have lower headroom though. Usually have less lanes than their non-pinned counterpart. And if running them as a server, you have to disable and lower the overhead of the APU because the APU will use everything.
Yep.
And there's actually a lot left on the table that you could actually take away from it and still have some extra. But I don't mind APs, they're not bad. They're just a little bit more finicky. Things are a little bit more specific. Why did miners buy NVIDIA, knowing how much performance NVIDIA kept from them and wasted power? False belief, because they were king for so long. Possible. Too big for the britches.
Everything is the gaming industry is tailored to them, you know.
I bought all my GPUs before I knew NVIDIA were douchebags. NVIDIA has always been douchebags.
Right. Like I remember seeing the first triple fan GPU. I was like, wow, that thing is huge. And they wanted $800 at that time. The GTX 550 Ti was a year old. It was $100.
I can't just some of the things like
this was like a 650 Ti with 2 gigabytes of memory. GDDR3.
Computers could last you for quite a few years on before you had to upgrade. Now you like to stay current with some of the stuff you have to upgrade, almost like you're upgrading your phone, man. Like almost force you to upgrade to some of these things.
I rocked out the GTX 550 Ti for 13 years.
Their minimums, their bare minimum to play. You're like,
I want to say my,
that's like my $2,000 computer, sir. Like, oh, here, buy our $60 game, but you got to have a $2,000 computer to play it though. Just throw that out there. You know what they're going to do?
Oh yeah.
Buy it on console because the console can play it because they, for whatever reason, it can scoot by.
Yeah. It's minimum settings, minimum refresh rates. You know, wild. So and whenever you go to like hook up certain peripherals to the Xbox or the PlayStation, it doesn't feel as crisp as it would be on the PC.
I'm feeling like it's paying $450 to $700 for a GPU. Felt like WTF, what are we thinking? Now we're like, wow, I'm getting a good deal for $450.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
That's true, man. I got a gift card from my mom 2 years ago. Bought an RX 570 for $129 or something. Still going. Yeah, and you can sell it for more than that now. Like, or not even that, but to go buy the exact same card now, you would pay like $200-$300 brand new.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ridiculous. A card that's multiple.
Oh, tell, you know, like tell her I say old. Hey back. Yo.
4 year old card that costs more than it did 3-4 years ago. Like when EVGA the day did their whole drop, bunch of B stock, and I was like, oh cool, look, 1070 Ti, $800. I was like, that's not a deal.
Right. Tech man, yes, expensive. I still have the 19 GPU motherboard. You can do the 1030s, and you have to have the AMD mining specific cards. It has to be populated with mostly those in a specific orientation to fire up. I've never done it before, but yep.
Let's do it. That'd be wild. 19 1030s.
You can't run 19 of them.
Why not? They don't take very many. They don't even take hardly any lane.
I know. It's not the lanes. It's how it was configured. You
his
have
wife
to
tells ha- you. You tell your wife. His wife said hello. Man, that was confusing.
She's not.
Out.
She's not right there. I got a cat in a box scratching away. I'll let her know later.
CPUs. I got AMD cards. I like AMD. I've liked AMD for a long time.
So in order to have it stable, tech man on it, you have to populate the first. What is it? The first seven slots need to be the AMD mining specific, and then you can do 13 after that, or whatever's left on there. But the front portion of it has to be populated with AMD. I had issues running 12 1070 Ti's, and those don't really use a whole lot either.
1070?
Especially you're on a buy one. You are not utilizing a whole lot.
Well, 1030s then. LOL.
12, yeah. 12 might work. You're gonna wrestle with it though, like I did. I just got tired of. I was able to fire up 12 without an issue with the 1070 Ti's. It was just, I just did, got what tired of
two,
fighting it.
2 gigabyte cards.
What the 1030s?
I think they're 2 gigabyte cards.
Are they? I thought they were 3.
The 1030s are 3. 1060s had 3 gig.
Okay.
I think the 1030s were 2. And only 2, I think. Or they might just be 1.
I don't know. I went from 550 Ti to 980 Ti to 1070 Ti and then 1080 Ti. And then now I've got a 3080. Ti.
They made DDR4, but those are dookie. Two gigabytes DDR5. Not bad. I bet you can do it, take me.
So how'd you like getting like sucked into your into those cases, man?
I
know that you've never I know you've never really messed with server cases. I fell in love with it. As soon as I messed with my first one, I was like hooked.
Really cool. I mean, I'm really personally ready to see it like slotting all the A2000s in. And like, yeah, I put one card in it because I brought my 570 with me just to make sure everything was working. Populate at least the first lane. I'm interested to see like what it would be like just slotting them in and going.
Right. I mean, like you can see how easy it is to just deploy and go.
Especially with the A2000s, like in those specific cases, it'd be so simple and like so clean on the inside. The only thing is that like you have the power supply that's not like sitting inside, so it's kind of there, which is, I get that's probably why most people didn't like it.
Right.
But hey man. And kind of like you were saying, just staying them up on their side.
Yeah, I mean that's how I've got them in my mining room. They're all vertical.
Right. And those ones, they set the power supply right on top of it on the top side, and you'd be fine.
I love standing them up because like
they have them all sitting like the if you're looking at the bench, the front bench and the like the warehouse on the underneath shelf side, the ones that I've like cleaned and did everything with, they're sitting upright like that. And they're all just flush.
And that's how you do them built.
They look pretty clean.
Yeah, and that's how you do them built. And then you put you got that in there, so your mining facility looks clean. It looks organized.
25 watts. Jeez, such low watts. Yeah, they were very clean, especially with like the A2000s in there, like. There's literally will be no wires inside of there other than the fans.
Yeah.
That's pretty straightforward.
Oh yeah, there's so little to go wrong. It's simple.
You're not taking the lid on and like you're forcing the air out. You can feel where if there's like a screw like supposed to be somewhere because you feel the air coming out of that hole. Like it is definitely coming out. And you're just like, that feels weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're like, wow, it's pressurized in there. That's getting all the cooling.
Yeah. Pretty nice. Definitely interesting. I really wanted to get the other one, like the ones with the push buttons running, but like you were saying, that one's meant for 220. They're not going to run on 110.
Yeah.
So we're going to get those ones up and running today. Is what it is.
Yep. Yeah, and then with the outlets, all we got to do is just go in there and just swap out the outlets, you know, cut the breaker on there, swap the outlet out. All that is with the four prong, it just has the ground built into the plug.
Yep,
that's all it is. So you put the other
driver.
You separate it all apart, and then you put the ground to the case, and now you got a case ground instead of a plug ground. Big deal.
Yep. But that's the one that's like all the way on the other end of the wall.
Right.
The ones that need to swap out are the two on the poles, the four like 110 plugs. Each one of those goes to a 30-amp breaker, I think, if I trace them right. So those just need to be swapped into a LP30, then there's bam, bam. I don't like mess with electricity. It's not my forte.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how they ran everything.
Yeah,
cut the breaker on them and pull it apart.
That's why I've been like kind of waiting to see what we're gonna do with the back half, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna do all that, because it's like, could be a headache just to touch it and just redo it ourselves. But all the other stuff that I want and we need is behind that freaking wall.
Yep. And
that's
when this month. End of this month.
Later, Nefarious.
Take it easy. And with that being said, you know, any of you guys got any comments or questions before we roll up out of here too? I hope y'all are part of the, I see a sea of wrenches, but I hope everybody's in DCA your mind.
There is a sea of wrenches, man.
Yeah, there is. I see the sea of wrenches, but I hope all of you are in the DCA you're mining if you want to have your stuff hosted by us, because those days are coming soon, guys. Coming soon. The end is near.
Stand out. Yes, you do, Budweiser. You're shaped stand out because you're right, not right. You're now, your names aren't blue.
Right, right. You guys are unique. That is true. Crypto shape. Definitely smash that Lizzy like button. Yo.
Make 7 of the 19 CMP cards.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
7 of the 19 cases.
Yep, that's what you need. That's what I was saying. You need to populate the very first, which incorporates the 7. Because it's 6x1s and 1x16 in the first section.
Right on. You have to populate those ones fully.
Yeah, with the CMP cards.
And they need to earn a wrench.
You want a wrench?
The easiest way to get a wrench is going to Patreon.
And just link down below.
Just pledge $1 into the Patreon.
Or join the DCA you're mining and support your home dogs here. That yo. Too. And then you can get VIP access to the family mine, which is coming soon.
So. When the list starts coming out, it goes first to the Patreons.
Yes. And
they get first dibsies.
Yep.
First dibs and super long patrons. Like Tech Man over there. He's in DCA. Patreon as well. No,
like, I have it.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So it doesn't look like anybody else got any other comments or questions. So definitely, guys, thank you for sticking around all the way to the end, guys. Definitely smash that Lizzy like button, subscribe, hit the bell notification. If you'd like to join the Patreon, links down below. If you'd like to just be a part of the community, definitely check out Discord. It's down below too. It's free, guys, to join up into there, get into the general chat and all that good stuff, be a part of the conversation over there. Good people as always over there. Definitely check out Jay during the week, where he forecasts the crypto. You know, he doesn't have to be perfect. You know, it's a weather forecast. You know, I mean, weather forecasters don't have to be perfect, they just need to do it. And he does it very exquisitely with his own software. Oh, he's good like that. Good like that. And then you got, of course, Mikel over here doing his DeFi degen stuff. I mean, the play to earn also. Yo. So if you like to dabble in that, into those areas, he helps you traverse those murky waters.
Murky.
Yeah, they get really murky quick, man. It's a lot of poop over there. It's almost as, there's more poop there than there is in San Francisco. Oh!
Maybe. Maybe so.
Oh yeah. You have to step over big old rug pools over there. Red pools of poo. They get kind of slippery from what I heard. It's like, man, crypto forecast is partly crappy with a chance of shit. That is true. So if you guys don't have any other questions, comments, questions, thank you for being here. And like always, we'll definitely see all of you on the next one, guys. Yo, peace out. And of course, stay savage. Yo. Oh.